Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to celebrate this great season of Easter, proclaiming that Jesus Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. This is the good news. This is the hope for the human race. In the readings the church gives us today, first reading at Mass is taken from in the octave of Easter here, is Peter's preaching on the day of Pentecost. So immediately as we're celebrating the resurrection of Jesus, the church brings us right to the full implication of the resurrection of Jesus, or the fundamental reality that the resurrection has unfolded and made possible for the human race. We see Peter on the day of Pentecost with the other apostles waiting in the upper room for the promised Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses." He said that he was the anointed one of God, the Messiah, the one filled with the Holy Spirit, who alone had power and authority to be able to pour out that Holy Spirit on all flesh. So actually beginning yesterday and then continuing today, this section of Peter's preaching taken from the second chapter of Acts, Peter and the apostles and Mary, they come out of the upper room where they had received the gift of the Holy Spirit, praying in tongues like a mighty wind had blown through the place, and the Spirit gripped them and empowered them and gave them really the church, and the mission of the church was born in a particular and a unique way at that moment. The apostles surely knew the teaching of Jesus. They had the message already, but Jesus intended, because God the Father intended, that his church on earth, which is his sign of the kingdom present on earth, carrying on the life and ministry of Jesus and the message to go make disciples of all nations and bring the good news, the great news of Jesus's saving work on the cross and his rising, his victory over the powers of sin and death, his rising to glory at the right hand of the Father, giving the human race a future. It reveals God's mysterious plan that's been hidden for all ages, Paul tells us, but is now revealed. The full riches of the glory of this mystery, St. Paul would say in Colossians chapter 1, this mystery and its glory is revealed in all those who believe. It's revealed here on this day, Acts chapter 2, the day of Pentecost, when the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, the very glory of the Father, is given to the apostles and Our Lady in the upper room. And that presence and power of the Holy Spirit that Jesus promised. Now, think of this. Remember when Jesus was baptized? And as he came out of the waters after being baptized in the River Jordan, there was a revelation of God, of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, in the form of a dove, came to dwell upon Jesus, and the Father said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Now, there was never a moment where Jesus and God the Father and the Holy Spirit were separated. But what begins here in Jesus' baptism is the unfolding of the Father's itinerary for Jesus' life, his mission now. He's being launched by the Spirit into the mission of becoming really a sacrifice for sin, proclaiming the kingdom of God, destroying the power of the devil, the world of flesh and the devil, and beginning a new creation. So from the waters of baptism, Jesus goes forward under the power of the Holy Spirit. He goes directly into the desert. He, for 40 days and 40 nights, fasts and prays, preparing himself for this next 3 years of spiritual combat against the enemy, his mortal enemy, Satan, who tries to seduce him right there in the desert, and Jesus subdues him at that moment. But then Jesus then, the scripture tells us in Luke's gospel, he's taken by the Holy Spirit back to his hometown. That is, he's under the power and the anointing of the Spirit, and he goes back to Nazareth, and he enters the temple, and he picks up the scroll of the reading of the day, and it's taken from the prophet Isaiah. And Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives, to obtain sight for the blind, and to announce the year of the Lord's favor," the Jubilee year, the year of freedom, of being released from all debts, Jesus then says, today the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing, and goes from that scene, and the next scene is he frees a man who's possessed by a demon. So Jesus' authority and his lordship is beginning to be revealed, and he goes forward under the power of the Holy Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, St. Paul tells us, there is freedom. And Jesus said, when you receive the Holy Spirit, you'll receive power from on high. That's how the kingdom of God goes forward in the world, friends. Through the very Spirit, the glory of the Father that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And it's the intention of the Father. And it's by virtue of Jesus' fidelity becoming one of us and Our Lady's yes to the Father's plan as the Spirit came upon her and dwelt upon her. The whole work of salvation is a work of salvation done by the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Trinitarian missions is what the Church describes them as. And the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, that death could not hold him down, that same Spirit that raised him to the right hand of the Father, where now one of us in human flesh reigns at the right hand of the Father in glory. And it's the security, the absolute unshakable reality of the new creation and the destiny of the human race is held and revealed in the person of Jesus Christ. The day of Pentecost is when that promised Holy Spirit is poured out on all flesh and the Church is born. Pope Benedict XVI described it this way, said that really Pentecost is the culmination of Jesus' entire mission. And that culmination comes in the fact that fallen human nature, which is under the dominion of sin and death, and having fallen from the glory of God, is that sin, death is broken through Jesus' death on a cross. And our being united to Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection in baptism, because then we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, and we too, we're now born again. We become part of the new creation. We're united to the person of Jesus, who himself is the new creation. And then we go forward into the world under the grace and anointing of the Spirit, just as Jesus did. And then we're called not only to live a life of holiness, to be united in obedience to God the Father as Jesus was, to love as Jesus loved. We have a new power and a new capacity now to love God and to love our neighbor with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. A new reality has been given to us to live that commandment, but also to engage now under the direction, anointing, and power of the Holy Spirit, the great commission of Jesus, which is also a command to go make disciples. Why does the Catholic Church exist? To make disciples. Every single person in the Church is baptized into this mission and is literally called personally by Jesus under the authority of the Church to go forward and to join Jesus now. And the brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, both here on earth and in heaven, to extend the kingdom of God in the world, the reign of Jesus, the good news about who Jesus is and what he's done, and to bring the offer of mercy and salvation to every single person on the face of the earth. You see, the whole point is Jesus is the only one, he's the only person who can give human beings the forgiveness of sins and a share in the very glory that belongs to God the Father. Jesus is the only future for the human race. There is no other future, and it's not an automatic. He said, unless you be born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. You're born again. What did John the Apostle say? He said, Jesus gave us power to become children of God. Who will enter heaven? Who will pass from death to life? The children of God. And everybody who wants Christ, everybody who believes in him, everybody who repents of their sin enters the waters of baptism and comes into the Church and becomes a member of the body of Christ. That's the person who is a child of God and who will live forever by the glory and the power that belongs to Jesus. Yesterday, I read a few passages. I just want to repeat some of them. Maybe I didn't read all of these that give you a sense of the clarity of the apostles and their understanding of what Jesus has accomplished. Romans chapter 6, verse 4. Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, It's by the glory of the Father and the presence of the Spirit that Jesus has brought from death to life. Again, I want to repeat this quote from Father Joseph Fitzmyer that I mentioned yesterday. Maybe you missed it, but listen to what he's saying as he's commenting on some of these passages. He said, "The glory that Jesus received from the Father became his power, the power to create new life in those who believe in him. The power that Jesus possesses is the very glory of God the Father, the one who dwells in unapproachable light, who's so far beyond, who's far beyond anything we can ask or imagine, his love, his power, his majesty, his glory. He's given it to his Son, and his Son dwells as the Son of Mary. He has human flesh. He's the firstborn of the destiny of the human race, where we're destined." Father Fitzmyer goes on, he says, "Jesus the Lord possessed a power derived from the Father and capable of bringing about the resurrection of Christians. This is why we celebrate the reality that there's hope for the world, and there's hope in one person, Jesus. And that hope is the forgiveness of sins and a sharing and being raised from the dead, being given eternal life." I was at a conference recently, and a question was asked to some of us who were on the stage about, isn't it true that all human beings are children of God? And somebody said, yeah, of course, everybody's a child of God. And there was a kind of assumption that was operating, like if you're a child of God, then you're kind of automatically saved. The truth is, every one of us is made in the image and likeness of God. Every one of us is loved eternally by God, the God who is love. Every one of us, God's sun and rain falls on the just and the unjust. So God loves every single human being. But not everyone is a child of God along the lines we're speaking about now. That is, someone who's born again by water and the Spirit, and in that process is given a share in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. When the apostles said he gave us power to become children of God, they were making it clear. They knew they became part of the new creation, the new humanity. Colossians 1:27, the riches of the glory of this mystery is what Paul said he declares, which is what? Christ in you, the hope of glory. You become a child of God in this sense when Christ finds his home in you through repentance, through baptism, through belief in him and his total revelation of the Father and the Father's plan for the human race. Becoming a child of God that lives forever in the glory of Jesus Christ is not an automatic. It comes through repentance, through changing your life, acknowledging your sin, turning away from sin radically, wholeheartedly, and embracing Jesus as the only Savior of the world, inviting him to become the Lord of your life, and allowing him through baptism to make his home in you as in a temple. God bless you, friends. Happy Easter.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.